Looks like, where are you guys from?
From London, England.
Pull that up a little bit.
Yeah,
there.
From London, England.
London, England. When did you arrive?
Yeah. We arrived last Thursday.
Last Thursday?
Yeah, we've been here for a week. We've been to Tupelo for a couple of days and then here for a week.
Oh, you went to Tupelo?
Yeah.
That's kind of neat down there. It's just the opposite of this.
Yeah, it's more kind of humble and quiet there, whereas this is a bit more business-like, but it's still the home of the king.
Well, you've got plenty going on in London lately.
Yeah, we
had the first anniversary, week to the Olympics.
Yeah, we did that. I went to the first day of the Olympics.
Oh, you did? Oh,
wow. Yeah, you guys did a great job. That's great.
Fantastic. It was the Olympic Stadium's actually a mile from where I was born, so it's great. To
now
that
was
that
had turned into a down part of town, right?
Yeah, it was in a real poor area, and over the last 6 years, it's been built up, and it's lovely now.
I think David Beckham had a big role in that, bringing the people back to that part of the city. And you know, he was glad to see that it was now thriving, and new buildings that went in. It probably helped employment for a while, building all those damn buildings.
Yeah, there's new shopping centers, new rail stations, new bus services. It's a nice area now.
And how do you like being over here?
Oh, we just love it here. We got married here 9 years ago, and we've come over every year since for our anniversary.
For your anniversary?
Yeah, we got married.
How long have you been married?
9 years now.
9 years. 9 years.
Who's a bigger Elvis fan between the two of you?
I was the big Elvis fan, and I converted her.
You converted her?
I don't think I could have married someone.
But how old were you?
47.
So you were 12 years old when Elvis passed away. So was that a big deal to you then?
I remember it.
But it wasn't that big a deal.
It wasn't a big deal. But
now you know what a big deal it was.
Yeah.
So you come every year. That's a remarkable.
Yeah, we've been about, I think this is my eighth time. First year was 2002 for the 25th anniversary.
Oh, that was a great one.
Per capita, as far as putting out rock and rollers, Great Britain is way up there. You got the Rolling Stones, you got The Who, you got Pink Floyd, you got Tom Jones, you got Elton John.
Yeah.
Pretty good lineup.
Some good people over there.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your favorite Elvis era, the 50s, 60s, or 70s?
I love the 70s. I love the music, and I just love the style, the bling, the high collars, the jewelry, everything about that, the look, the fashion. I just love the
70s. What do you attribute that fact, Basil? Everybody said the 70s. I say the 70s. I don't think you agree. Maybe you don't. It was
like
right before his big downfall was his highest of his career.
Oh, absolutely. The 68, you could see him in 68, the comeback, the return to Vegas. And then the Blue Hawaii. And then after that, I mean, we're only talking 4.5 years.
Do you
Blue
think
Hawaii.
The fact that he got so big that contributed to him getting into the drugs and taking pills to sleep and taking pills?
Because he could. I think the pressure, and you're always into the public eye, and there was nobody, there's not a bigger star in the world.
Who's the biggest?
He was the first big star.
That's exactly
he?
Right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Everyone followed him, so everyone could see the mistakes that he made and learnt from that. But he was the first big one. He was up there. And
who's the biggest star from England ever?
From England ever? I don't know. Mick Jagger, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Solo performer. You may be right. I like Elton John.
Paul McCartney.
Yeah, any of the Beatles.
Good. Yeah.
Now, did you guys, you're here at 7:30 in the morning to go by the gravesite. Did you also do the vigil?
We did the vigil, and we've done that every year since we've come over, and it's just a great experience, yeah.
How many people came with you, with your group? Is it just you two?
With our group from England, there's about 350.
Holy!
They came over together.
Yeah, and there's another separate group from England that was about 250, so about 600.
Now, when you come over here, do you ever eat barbecue?
Oh, yeah.
You like it?
We love to eat on Beale.
Yeah. On Beale. You like that? Down on Beale Street. Catfish, have you had catfish yet?
Yeah, we've had catfish.
You like it?
Yeah. I love catfish.
Well, I'm going to come over to England and open up a catfish and barbecue joint there.
You guys like...
damn well.
Do you like the southern culture, southern atmosphere? I know you've probably been to other parts of the United States. Can you sense a difference being in the South versus other areas?
I think people are very, very friendly in the South. They'll come up, they'll say hello, they'll say hi. In England, when people say hello, you wonder what they want. In the South, you just know they're being friendly. Everyone calls you sir. They're just very friendly and nice people.
You have any Elvis tattoos? Here we go. On the arm.
Claire. I think that's kind of classy. Some of these
Claire, take your... Take your sweater off and show this girl. Take your shirt, your sweater off and show this girl what real tattoos are.
You said that in your
Watch
life.
This. Now look at there.
Wow.
Turn on the back, Claire. Look at that. He's got two giant Elvis faces on her back. How about that?
You know, I wouldn't have recognized your face, but I recognize your back.
I'm just saying those are big.
How you doing, baby?
We'll get Claire on in just a few
minutes. She's from England as well.
Yeah, but before it's about 4 minutes to the top of the hour. Can you sing a little bit for us?
Can you a cappella song?
Anything, Don't Be
What's
Cruel,
your favorite song?
Teddy Bear.
Oh, we know they probably
you
have a
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can come around, at least please a telephone. Don't be cruel. Too hot is true.
Very nice.
All right.
Very good.
Very good. Not bad at all. Very good, yes. But you can never go wrong. No matter who sings Elvis, everybody likes it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by.
Well, I want to try. On my bucket list, the one thing I want to do is to come to your country or Northern Ireland. I got to see those places because of the history involved. And it looks like it's green everywhere over there.
That's because it rains a lot. Yeah, you've got the Tower of London, Buckingham Palace, St. Paul's, Tower Bridge. There's a lot to see in London. Some great history. But
we've got the golf courses. Yep. Yeah. Hey, well, thank you guys
thank
so much.
Thank you so much for stopping by.
Have a good stay and welcome to America.
Thank you.
We'll visit with Scott Williams from Elvis Presley Enterprises here coming up in just a few minutes. He is the one in charge of running the Elvis Tribute Artist Contest. And also we'll visit with Claire, who is our longtime friend from England as well.
Yeah.
Coming up here in just a minute.
I ain't saying nothing, boy. We'll be back in a minute, Vacation Boy.